Well, hello, loves. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. So, do you guys mind? Should we continue down the same roads down which we've been driving? I've tried to keep the ride interesting for you kids. I put on the Little Mermaid video and then immediately followed that up with the Lion King. And then we did another video so you wouldn't get bored of the same thing during the entire drive. Anyway, by the way, it's kind of funny, totally off topic, but flying from Jamaica to Newark International, we're on one of those 737 MAX series, the 800, 900 series. Now that they fixed the computer issues on that plane, I feel a lot better. But the it was the coolest thing because the seat in front of us had TV monitors on them. And I think I explained before that one of my favorite features is the map, because how many times have you been flying and you look down and you see something and you wonder, what is that piece of land? What is that? And it was so cool flying over Cuba and looking out the window and realizing, wow, that's Cuba. Probably will never have a chance to go there as a tourist, but how neat is that? And then I don't have, this is going to sound really stupid, okay? Do you have Bluetooth headphones? You probably do, because everybody has this fancy technology except for your humble host. But when you have watched a movie so much that you know the dialogue, you don't need the headphones. And I actually watched Casino for most of the flight home. And I must tell you, even though there was no sound, because I don't have Bluetooth headphones, even though there was no sound, it was still a great way to while away the flight, because not every part of the flight was sunny and cloud-free. And, of course, you know what happens when you fly from Newark into Buffalo, or JFK into Buffalo. It'll be clear, clear, clear. And then you know you're hitting Buffalo because suddenly you don't see anything except clouds underneath you. But that's the lake for you. Anyway, welcome to the show. And what we've been doing several things here. I was kind of joking about the different kids' videos that we carry around with us to entertain the small fry when on a road trip. But a few topics that I would want your comments on. Do you guys have any good stories? And we're not going to name employers or businesses, and we certainly are not going to name individuals. Any good stories about holiday parties at work? They used to be called office Christmas parties. Now they are called office holiday parties. I wonder how many of you still have a position with a business that actually has carried forward with the policy of the office holiday meeting. And I say it that way intentionally, because if you're just joining us, there are people out there, and we've heard some of the stories today, although not in as great detail as I would have hoped, but we have had situations where people think that, oh, well, my business is having a party. I guess I can bust loose and have fun as if I was at a friend's house. This, my dear friends, is not good thinking. And if I can save you the aggravation of losing your job this time of year, I'm more than happy to repeat myself. You do not ever, ever, ever look at the office holiday gathering as a party. No, no, no. The proper headset is, it is a meeting. It just happens to be at night, and oh yeah, there happens to be alcohol there. Now, the other caveat, there's several caveats. Number one, all of those HR rules that apply during the workday, we all know what they are, they are still in effect. Even if the party is at a third location, even if the party isn't even at your job, it doesn't matter. All of the rules apply. And the differences in holiday parties from, you know, as a kid, you'd hear whispered stories about holiday parties when the grown-ups would have conversations. The parties of yesterday are so much different, or I should say should be so much different than the parties of today. It's almost like a night and day situation. No, it in all candor and in all seriousness. And the bottom line is, it's not a party. If you want a party, do it with your friends. Party at your friend's house. Party with the people you know socially. But what you are doing when you go to the office holiday meeting is you're going to an office holiday meeting, and there just happens to be booze there. Now, one of our callers earlier brought up the point about hosting a party at the home of an attorney. And here is something else that you have to keep in mind. Now, we all have, I think, our favorite wine, our favorite spirits, our favorite liquors, whatever. For example, believe it or not, and I think I lose points on the man card for this, I'm not a big beer drinker. I can't even remember the last time I've had a beer. And you'd think, oh, German last name, it's probably what he has on his cornflakes in the morning. No. I alternate what I like to drink, and generally it is a liquor. And I've been on a tequila kick lately because it's one of the lower calorie things that you can drink. It's like, I think, 70 calories for a shot of tequila. And I'd much rather have that than some 500 calorie mixed drink. Just makes it a little bit easier on the old waistline. But even if they've got your favorite booze, okay, like I happen to enjoy Patron. I really like Azul, but that's really kind of on the expensive side. But I happen to like Patron. And even if we had a party at one of our co-workers' homes or managers' homes and they had Patron, look, I wasn't born yesterday. Have a little bit of Patron and then switch to cranberry juice and have people make jokes about, oh, you have a UTI? Switch to the cranberry juice and switch to the club soda. Just a little dab will do you. As the old Dippity Doo ad, remember Dippity Doo? Talk about products that you never thought of, you haven't thought of in a long time. I bet you haven't thought about Dippity Doo in a couple of decades, right? Okay. So anyway, you've got to be very abstemious in your consumption of alcohol. You have to be. And again, alcohol can be fun. Now, those of you who are alcoholics, obviously you have my sympathy, my empathy, and it's got to be a tough time of the year for you when everybody else is having booze and you can't. I mean, you literally cannot drink. That's got to be very, very difficult. But just a little bit will go a long way, because the last thing you want is for anybody at work to see you when you are inebriated, even a little bit inebriated. Because have you noticed when you go out that, and you could be talking about the nicest, most genteel people in the world, but you put a few drinks into them and they become so incredibly loud and boisterous, and it's almost like, what, were you brought up by a pack of wolves? They forget any social skill they might have had, and they become people that you'd rather not hang around. And that kind of happens with some people with alcohol. Is this making sense at all to you? Do you do Christmas cards? Do you do the Christmas family letter? I still, every year I want to do the fake Bowerly Christmas family letter, got out on parole in February. One of those, just to have some fun with it, just see how many people believe it. 803-0930, the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Calls are coming in. Thank you, guys. I love you when you do that. I'm taking some PTO next week, so you're going to be hearing a lot of Joe Beamer in this time slot, which I'm sure you'll enjoy greatly. Let's go to Marty in Cheektowaga. Marty, my friend, what's going on? You're on WBEN.
Marty, the progressive street gang guy. Okay.
You got to stop that. You got to stop that shtick, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you.
I worked at the large printing plant in Depew 30 years, so I used to work the midnight shift. So every Christmas, of course, we got carried away on the midnight shift. So here we used to park our forklifts. I drove a forklift. I loaded mail. Watched the day shift crew come in. And, of course, the nice, pretty ladies were coming in. So here I am on a forklift, propane forklift, passed out drunk, sitting in the aisle, watching, viewing the pleasure. Here comes the CEO, the general manager of the plant, coming down to wish us guys a Merry Christmas. I get shaken by my arm. He goes, "Hey, you okay?" I go, "Hey, Kevin." "Oh, yeah." I go, "Damn third shift." He goes, "I hate it, man." But I was sitting on a forklift, drunk as a skunk, man.
But Marty, and by the way, I said shtick before. Some people might have thought I said something else, and I don't.
No, it was just skunk.
Yeah, exactly. Never, not even close. Okay, but didn't you absolutely reek of booze? I mean,
probably.
I can always tell
now,
when somebody's drinking.
We're talking, this was in the mid-'80s, so everybody, it was known. Everybody bought a bottle in. People were leaving it, but he just came in to thank us all and blah, 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 blah. But I was a little overdone.
A little overdone? Were you somewhat overripe, sir?
Yes. Yes, I was. But nothing happened. You know, no ramifications from that. But I just remember that. Slumped over on a forklift.
And that's a position in which you're never going to see me.
It was awful, of course.
Well, I would certainly hope so. For people getting
in the
into
main
bad
aisle.
Accidents with
no, but back in the day, people got carried away at work parties.
And
a true story,
Marty. Do you still work?
No, I put 32 years in, and after a lumbar fusion and a cervical fusion, I left. I stopped working in 2010. I'm 65 now.
I don't blame you. Hey,
I know that.
With your cervical fusion, didn't you love the post? Did you get the shaking of the shoulder and the feeling?
No, Tom, no. I had five or six fused. I should have had three done, but no, it was pretty good. I got a plate up there, and it did help me. You know, I had a nice recuperation period of 8 months, so I don't know how you went back to work so quick, man.
Well, obviously, the one day I clearly shouldn't have been on the job.
I remember that, dude. I remember that.
I will never live that down.
Guy?
I will never,
I know,
ever
I,
live
I was
that
listening
down.
That
ever.
Also. But no, that was, we got carried away at work. And,
well,
it was known that the Christmas party was, you know what. But, no, that's a true story, man.
Woke I believe it.
General manager of the plant.
All shaking right.
And a forklift.
Thank you very
hey,
much,
Christmas,
Marty.
Bro.
Merry Christmas to you as well. Actually, you know, I don't feel that bad, Marty, because Tanner basically had to shake me by the arm last week. Well, I didn't know that I was coming down with this thing, and that I was very tired that day. What can I say? It was the day Cassandra was in studio. Poor Tanner wasn't sure what to do. I like to make life interesting for Tanner and everybody with whom I have the pleasure of working. So, okay, in your lifetime, is it Merry Christmas? Is it Happy Holidays? Haven't done that show in, well, at least a year, but I don't think I've done it in a while. Do you still do Christmas cards? Do you send out Christmas cards? And does your business still do the holiday party? And have you seen anybody totally tank their career at the holiday party? I just don't need to get the emails from people from Progressive Street saying that he makes it seem like we're all a bunch of gangsters. So that's why I'm trying to look out for the people around Progressive Street. That's what can I say? My brother used to live around there, and I gotta protect and defend, you know, the reputation. It is 27 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Bowerly with you on a rather cold. I mean, it's 40 degrees, but it's that kind of cold that kind of goes right through you. You know what I'm talking about? News Radio 930 WBEN. I knew he was going to do this, but I begged for it.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Okay. Come on, just you can let it rip a little longer.
The feeling's here that only comes this time of year.
This is earworm.
A wonderful Christmas time.
See, it's bad enough when you hate a song, but when the song has such a catchy riff in it that it becomes an earworm, especially if you hear this first thing in the morning, it's the first thing you hear. I'm just saying it can kind of wreck the rest of your day if you allow it to do so. So I thought we would spend some time in the time we have left, because I know you guys love talking about music. Your favorite and your least favorite Christmas songs. Now, I will surprise you with some of my choices, and you will probably surprise me and your fellow listeners with some of your choices, but let me just give you the phone number, because as we start looking at 5:39 on the clock, I want to make sure that I get as many calls in as I possibly can before 6 o'clock. So the more calls come in early, the more people I can get on the air to share best Christmas song, worst Christmas song. 803-0930 is the phone number. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. But the modern Christmas song era, do you know that Mariah Carey still has one of the greatest modern era Christmas songs that is so heavily requested at radio stations across the United States? Tanner Saunders, would you like to let it rip? Song. Absolutely love it. Now, I'm of a certain age, which I don't think is necessary to tell you. In other words, no, please don't. Please don't. But I'm of a certain age where we had great songs for Christmas and used to look forward to hearing these all year long, kind of like Halloween songs. They did the Monster Mash, but they're Christmas songs instead. And one of my favorites, maybe one, and it's got to be a shared thing. Otherwise, they wouldn't still be playing it on the radio. But ladies and gentlemen, who can forget the first words of Spanish many of us ever learned way back when, before you had to press 2 for English, was Jose Feliciano. And Tanner, let Mr. Feliciano rip.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Unbelievable.
Feliz Navidad.
Great tune, and I'm sorry, it still holds up after all these years. At least I think so, although, let's face it, music is subjective. What I like, you might not like, and vice versa. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And Tanner, I'm going to prevail upon your excellent work to ask you for another song. Are you ready for it? And I want to know if you are familiar at all with this particular piece of music. And what I always liked about this piece of music was the guitar riff that was heard throughout the tune. And how many of you already have guessed what it is? How about Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree? Would you like to, I just threw that one on Tanner in an unexpected fashion, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree with the fancy, well, it's not that fancy, but it's certainly very tasteful guitar. Would you like to regale us with that, Mr. Saunders?
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree.
Don't you love the guitar?
I
it's not that hard, but it is just, it's the perfect thing to play at that particular time. Okay, your favorite and your least favorite Christmas songs. Well done, Tanner. Outstandingly done. 803-0930 is the phone number. *930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Now, there are, and we played Mariah Carey. There are some, I'm going to call them almost modern classics. Almost modern classics. And when you think of the Eagles, you probably think about Lion Eyes, Life in the Fast Lane, of course, Hotel California, New Kid in Town, Doolin Dalton. I could keep going, but I think I'll hold off on that. But you don't probably think of the Eagles as a Christmas song band. Yet, in the kind of modern era, and of course, modern changes every time you use the word because it's different now than it was 5 seconds ago, the last time I said it, but the Eagles and Please Come Home for Christmas. Tanner, could you give us a little treat? The Eagles, Please Come Home for Christmas.
Bells will be ringing this sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues.
You know, Don Henley's voice, the way that man can phrase and sing a song, Don Henley would make explosive diarrhea sound absolutely magnificent. That's how good a singer he is. Please Come Home for Christmas. And, of course, I don't think we're going to play it, but Vince Guaraldi from A Charlie Brown Christmas. Many of us grew up with that in that particular era. There's songs that you don't hear an awful lot on the radio anymore, too. Like, what was that one? I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by the Christmas Tree. I know I'm murdering the title of that particular song, but not really one of my favorites. But all-time greatest and all-time worst Christmas songs. Good way to spend the final part of the program. It also gives me an insight into the kind of music you like. And I'm sorry, but Don Henley and his version of Please Come Home for Christmas, absolutely outstanding and sensational. But again, Don Henley could sing the alphabet and just have a number one hit, even though he's kind of not a nice man. Here's Kathy in Buffalo on News Radio 930 WBEN. Kathy, talking about Christmas music and your take on it all. Excuse me, I got to get the proper button that was on me. Kathy in Buffalo, you were on WBEN. Sorry about that.
Hello, I want you to listen to this song in your spare time. You may have never heard of it before. Sawyer Brown, It Wasn't His Child. Incredible. I just have to have a couple tears when I listen to it. It's so beautiful.
Sawyer Brown, It Wasn't His Child. Am I to guess that the song is about Jesus?
It's supposedly sung by Joseph, who raised Jesus. And I can't even explain to you the effect it'll have on you when you listen to it. Sawyer Brown, it's country western. Incredible, incredible song. It Wasn't His Child is the name of it. That's it. Listen to it when you get off the air because you don't have time now, I'm sure.
Oh, I have time now. From 1988, so I guess we could call this maybe it's a modern classic, but I'm sure Tanner, being the Tanner that we know and love, probably already has it ready to go. Is there a song that you don't like, a song that absolutely turns you off? Like maybe, I don't mean to put suggestions into your mind, but The Christmas Shoes?
Okay, what I don't like is when you turn on a Christmas station and they play the same six or seven songs over and over. I don't like that. WXRL has some incredible Christmas music. that nobody has ever heard before. And there are so many songs, and half the time I don't even know who's singing them, but I'll love them if they're playing them on WXRL.
Okay, there's no reason to plug another radio station on my show. That's kind of insulting.
Never, I wouldn't do that. I never.
You just did. Kathy, thank you for the call. It's kind of like it's kind of like coming into my living room and spilling a glass of wine on my rug and saying, I didn't mean to do that. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, Ramblin' Lou is a great guy. And Linda Lou, a terrific lady. All right, but because she says it's one of her favorite songs, Sawyer Brown, It Wasn't His Child, which almost sounds like it could have been a paternity case, but I shouldn't speak before I've heard the lyrics. Why don't you let that one rip, Tanner? I know why you're not letting it rip, because we have to take a break. So hold on News Radio 930 WBEN. See, now she's got me all fired up. I want to hear what she thinks is so awesome. And the radio station to which you are listening is News Radio 930 WBEN. Just thought I would tell you that. Okay, now for our caller who who gave a free ad for a competing radio station. This is her favorite song. I got to have fun with my callers. Otherwise, what fun would this be? Sawyer Brown, It Wasn't His Child. And I haven't heard it before, so Tanner, at your command, sir.
He was her man, she was his wife. Late one winter night, he knelt by her as she gave birth. But it wasn't his child. It wasn't his child.
Oh, that's really good. Well done. That's a really good choice. I haven't heard it before, but I really like it. So thank you, my dear, for calling in. It Wasn't His Child by Sawyer Brown. That's high quality. I applaud you for your taste in music. Now, Alan in Darien has some songs that are not exactly on his hit list, unless you added a consonant. You're on WBEN, Alan. What do you have for us? I'm sorry, I got to get the button thing going on here. Alan in Darien. Sorry about that for the false start.
That's all right. No problem, Tom.
Kansas City, I didn't line up right. Anyway, what's on your mind?
I don't know what that song was that you just played. I never heard that before, but that beats whatever I was going to say for the worst song.
Didn't like it. You did not like the song I just played?
That wasn't Savoy Brown, right?
No, it's called It Wasn't His Child by a guy named Sawyer Brown.
Sawyer Brown, not Savoy Brown. Not the classic band from the...
But you didn't like it.
Oh God!
And that's fine. No, that's fine. We're all entitled to our taste. What else is on your list of stuff you don't like?
Well, my least favorite until that song just now was always. I don't know if it's the title of the song, but that one that I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Oh, I think we need that as an earworm, Tanner. Let it rip,
don't
please.
Play yeah, it. For the love of Richard Simmons, please don't play it.
For the love of Rich, okay. If you're going to invoke Richard Simmons, I must honor that request. There's another one that you also don't like.
No, the other one was the one that's my favorite, and it's a song by Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and the title again, I'm not sure of it. I Believe in Father Christmas.
Oh, I was one of those guys who never quite got into ELP, but don't feel bad because I also never got into Rush. I think I'm the only man who is just not a big Rush fan. Sorry, don't hate me.
I get you. No, it's good. I was always a fan of Greg Lake since King Crimson, and I just like his voice, and I like that song.
Cool. Well, we all have stuff we like and stuff we don't like. Alan, thank you very much, brother. I appreciate the phone call. And now that Alan is gone from the line, I think the hippopotamus song must be played, sir. Tanner, we're ready. This is such a goofy song.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus.
Okay, I don't know exactly who wrote the song. Is that the Gayla Peavy? I don't know who the author of the song happens to be, but whoever it was, yeah, read my mind. You know, at some point, too, we should do pro or con, yes or no, on the Chipmunks, Alvin and the Chipmunks. Thumbs up or thumbs down for Alvin and the Chipmunks? Tanner? I know you. I don't think you have it ready because I didn't specifically ask you for it. But oh, you got it. Oh, look. Well, let it rip. Everybody should know this.
Sing your song.
Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon. Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin.
Too long Alvin. Intro.
Alvin.
Okay.
I wonder if anybody on the internet has isolated the vocal tracks yet for this song and maybe slowed it down a little bit so we could hear what it would sound like without the tape at warp speed. So, Tanner, yes or no on Alvin and the Chipmunks?
I cannot say I'm a fan. Although not as bad as I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. That might be the worst song, period, I've ever heard. Christmas aside, that was bad.
Yeah, and did you like, I mean, he definitely did not like It Wasn't His Child. You've got no strong opinions on that one?
I didn't hate it. Not nearly as much as Alan and Darian did. I thought it was fine. I could see myself like listening to that late night on the drive home.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that bad at all. Thank you very much, Tanner, for another magnificent and error-free job today, but we've come to expect that from you. Tomorrow we'll be live at the SPCA for the Radiothon to benefit the SPCA serving Erie County.